More than 50 toddlers crowd the floor in the children's department of the Boulder Public Library downtown, singing the praises of robots.
I'm in the mood to say hello like a robot. Hey, how about you?
Yeah.
Hello.
And this day, the robots are singing back.
I'm black and white. No, don't tell the robots. Let's see if they know. I'm black and white, and you drink the milk I give you. What is it?
So today we are having a special robot story time, followed by a robot alley geared for younger children.
I'm going to give you, here's a cube that you can use to do something different.
Robot alley is a temporary space given over to kids where they can move around and interact with different robots, courtesy of local tech companies. Rebecca Hart brings her 4.5-year-old daughter, Ruby, to story time each week. She didn't know this week would feature a special theme followed by hands-on exploration, but...
It's pretty exciting. Exciting because I think kids are just generally interested in tinkering and seeing how things work and just having accessible robots for them to just figure out and look at. It's just really interesting and unique.
Ruby sits on her knees crouched over a command center, which is a durable-looking plastic grid with plastic blocks that fit into the grid. Each block has an arrow indicating directional movement.
Trying to figure out how to move this robot right now. Because, well, every time I'm going to say just run, and it needs to be connected, and then it runs.
Lexi Ruskin brought her 2-year-old specifically for Robot Alley playtime.
First, she was really scared of the robots, and it's been really cool to watch her open up and get really interested in them.
Successes like these are not coincidence, but rather designed for CSED, Computer Science Education Week, an annual national event now in its 9th year. Kathy Lane is the Program Events and Outreach Coordinator with the Boulder Public Library.
And this is the first year that we are trying to also expand coding for kids under 5, as well as adding adult programs this year. We're partnering with BVSD and many tech companies in Boulder, which make it possible for us to offer 30 programs here at the library for free for our community, which we're grateful for and really excited about.
Many of the 30 programs involve coding, but not all involve a computer. There are classes on soldering, lectures, and Computer Science Unplugged, a way to engage families in computational thinking without being in front of a screen.
And also it gives the locus of control to kids if the parent acts as the robot. And so if you want the parent to go and pick up the toy that's, you know, that direction, you need to be able to say, turn left, walk 3 paces, turn right, bend down, use your hand, pick it up.
Learning the computational process extends far beyond computer science, according to those in the industry.
It stretches our brains, it helps us with problem solving, and it expands how we think about the world in order to create and design.
Lindsay Craig, the founder of Quest Biotics, agrees and adds that it is much easier the younger we are.
The reason that a lot of people advocate teaching coding at a young age is because the parts of your brains, the neuron sets that are used when you're learning coding, are the same portion of the brain that you use when you're learning languages.
Take these wires and kind of gently squeeze them together. I think maybe somebody got...
Entrepreneur Jalali Hartman created Bibli, a robot that looks like a softer version of WALL-E from the Disney movie. He says his goal is to deliver a low-cost robot to the market directed at kids.
A robot kit that basically allows anybody to have a real robot for cheap. So something that drives by itself, talks by itself. We try to teach the basics of a network and how you control a network. Now, try something. Put a whole bunch of gibberish keys in there, just like a bunch of text, and see if it breaks it.
Oh, okay. That's my specialty, breaking things.
Good.
Of course, not all the programs at CSED are for kids, but they may be for the kid in all of us. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Rosenbaum.